Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Follow host Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio with me, Sarah Maine. I'm the creator and host of Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom, and I'm the author of the book Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And today in our show, we're going to be talking about joy and happiness. Yes, joy and happiness, joy to the world. So let's dive straight in, and I hope you're doing well. I hope your life is going well. I hope you're doing well, because we're going to talk about joy and happiness and where to find joy and happiness and what the timeless wisdom says about joy and happiness. So what do we understand about joy? When you think about the word joy, what do you understand from that? What do you understand of the word happiness? When you hear happiness, what immediately pops into your mind or your heart when you hear that word? And do you think about joy and happiness as you go about your life? So when you get up in the morning and you're getting dressed, you're going to work, looking after the kids, whatever you're doing, do you just think about joy and do you think about happiness? Do you think joy and happiness are important, or do other things get in the way? And if you feel you lack joy and happiness, how do you get some? Where is it? What do you do? Do you have to do anything? The Buddha said, happiness does not depend on what you have or who you are. It solely relies on what you think. I love that quote. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "For I am the home of the spirit, the continual source of immortality, of eternal righteousness, and of infinite joy." And Shakespeare said, "Silence is the perfectest herald of joy." That's in Much Ado About Nothing. So there's three different takes on joy and happiness from wisdom sources, from the Buddha, from the Bhagavad Gita, and from Shakespeare. And we'll look into this a bit more as we go on. So what about joy and happiness? What is it? So when we're talking about joy and happiness, I always like to go back to the wisdom of Sanskrit. As you can tell from my book, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, I like to go back to the Sanskrit, because Sanskrit deepens and broadens our perspective. It always fills out our understanding of the true nature and of this quality. So, and why do I go back to Sanskrit? I always say this. I just like to come back to this every single time in case people don't know how I work. They think, what are you talking about, Sanskrit? Why? Because remember, Sanskrit is a mother of European languages. So English is one of them. English is one of the European languages. Excuse me. And English is a close relation to Sanskrit. So when we talk about joy and happiness, and we think about that word joy, that English word joy, and we think about that English word happiness, let's go back a little bit further. Let's go down to what one of our source languages, Sanskrit, says, to get a deeper understanding. Because this is how we're going to really make changes in our life, is through understanding, through knowledge, through wisdom. So the word Sanskrit or Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. So the wisdom in Sanskrit is pure and perfectly formed. So I think that's a good place to start. So the Sanskrit word for joy and happiness is Ananda. Ananda. That's an easy word to say. A and then Nanda. Ananda. And this word's made up of A at the beginning and then Nanda. A plus Nanda. And when you put A at the beginning of words in Sanskrit, often it means from all sides, all around, near to. And it can often be used to intensify something. And Nand means to rejoice or be delighted. So if you have A in front, it means to rejoice and be delighted all around, from all sides, completely. So Ananda means happiness, joy, enjoyment, pleasure, and all those sorts of words. There's lots more. But happiness, joy, enjoyment, pleasure. It means complete and total joy, happiness, and bliss. Complete. So that's what Sanskrit actually says about joy and happiness. And Sanskrit also indicates that complete joy, total happiness and bliss is to be found in success, in growth, and in abundance. We'll talk about that later. So the wisdom traditions and in the wisdom in Sanskrit says that complete and total joy, happiness and bliss is to be found in success, in growth, in thriving, and in abundance. It's actually in abundance. So if you just stopped now and thought, then I've been successful in this podcast to make you think a little bit differently, look at it from a different perspective, think a bit more deeply. That's what Sanskrit does. So let's start with a story. I always like to start with a story. So there was a farmer and his family. And the farmer was feeling unhappy because his house was so noisy due to all his kids and his wife and the dog and the cat and the parakeet and everything. There was chaos inside the house from his perspective. When he went in, everyone was talking, so much happening. Excuse me. And so he went to the wise man of his village to get some advice. What could he do? And the wise man told him to move in some chickens into his house. So that's what he did. Then he went back to the wise man. He said, it's still too noisy. And so he said, bring in some goats. So he brought in some goats into the house. And he goes back to the wise man. He says, it's even noisier. And he says, okay, move in some cows. So he moved in some cows. And he went back to the wise man. He said, what are you trying to do to me? This is ridiculous. It's so noisy. Anyway, he moved in a rooster and all these things. You get the idea. And by now the house was packed. It was chaotic and so noisy. So the farmer went back to the wise man and complained that he'd done everything he was told and it was even worse. It was terrible. He felt awful, frustrated, and unhappy. So then the wise man told him to take out the cows. So he did that. And then he went back and he said, now take out the goats. So he did that. Now take out the chickens. So he did that. And progressively, all the animals were taken out. And as he took out all the animals and all the things that he'd been told to put in, the house got progressively quieter and he felt better. And gradually, he got back to just his wife, the kids, the cat and the dog and the parakeet. And it was back to normal. And he thought, this is so much quieter. This is so much better. And by now, he was completely happy. And the farmer realized that what the wise man had got him to do was look at his point of view and that had to change first in order to find happiness and peace, and that changing all the external circumstances and conditions wouldn't bring happiness and peace that he was yearning for, and that joy and happiness and peace was always there and he didn't have to go somewhere else to look for it. So think about the farmer's realization in relation to joy and happiness. The potential for it, the potential for limitless joy is in this moment, in each breath, in seeing a beautiful flower, in meeting a friend, in the eating of a piece of beautiful sweet fruit, just one mouthful, in a sunset, in seeing a sunset, in hearing a baby laugh, in hearing the wind rustle through the trees, in looking at your dog, in playing with your dog, patting your cat. So there's so many simple moments constantly happening throughout our day, and our life is made up of these moments. And that's where the potential for limitless joy is. And the wisdom traditions indicate that joy is everywhere and we don't have to go and look for it. And yet, funnily enough, we don't seem to experience it. And when things don't go well at work, when we're not feeling well, when we've had an argument with someone, we feel that joy and happiness are especially missing. So in the wisdom traditions, joy and happiness are part of our fundamental nature. In Sanskrit, it's called Sat Chit Ananda, knowledge, consciousness, and bliss. So it's part of our fundamental nature is joy and happiness, Ananda. And that means it's ever present regardless of the circumstances. So when we don't feel that it's present, when we're not feeling it, from the wisdom tradition's point of view, it's like the sun being concealed by clouds. The sun's still there, it's just being concealed. And often joy and happiness are quiet and peaceful rather than super excited. The real joy and happiness are quiet. And another tip is over-analysis doesn't help, because there's a certain mystery around around joy and happiness. And remember, in Sanskrit, it's given us the hint that it's in success, in growth, and in abundance that we find joy and happiness. And success, growth, and abundance don't just mean the size of your bank balance or the accumulation of all your possessions. Success, growth, and abundance is in the small everyday moments where we succeed in a thousand ways, when we grow in understanding and we appreciate the abundance in every moment. So if we're looking for a big thing, a big experience that's out of the ordinary, then we're not looking in the right place for true joy and happiness. So let's let joy and happiness be a mini joy and not look for the sort of maxi joy. So Sanskrit Ananda, joy is ever present. It's found in success, growth, and abundance of each small everyday moment of our life. And it's mysterious. So we don't have to go anywhere at special to find it. It's here right now. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm going to talk more about joy and abundance.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Main, and today we're talking about joy and abundance. And the Sanskrit for joy and abundance is ananda. As I said before, it's made up of the A, which intensifies and gives this sense of complete, total from all sides. And then nanda means delight, enjoyment, happiness, pleasure. So the ananda is complete and total joy. And that's what Sanskrit says. That's how Sanskrit views ananda and talks about ananda, or joy and happiness and bliss. And I know we don't experience it like that. It comes and goes. And we think we're happy in certain circumstances and not happy in other circumstances, unhappy. But from the point of view of the wisdom traditions, really joy is like the sun. And when we don't feel happy, it's like clouds have come in front of it. It's not that the joy has gone away. So really, it's a case of how do we keep the clouds away so that we feel that natural joy? And from the wisdom tradition's point of view, the joy is a quiet joy. I mean, we say quiet because it's not that big excitement. Wow, you know, that's where we say, oh, I feel so happy. And we do feel elated and excited and enthusiastic. That's natural too. But the joy I'm talking about is that joy that it's a quieter joy. It's a quieter happiness, and it's peaceful. And Shakespeare's quote that I read at the beginning of the show, which is from As You Like It, where he says, "Silence is the perfectest herald of joy." What he's meaning by that is complete joy basically makes you speechless. There's nothing to say. There's just a quietness and a peace. And you're just in the present and you're happy and content. And that's an interesting thing because it's not that sort of maxi joy. I think of it as like a mini joy. And by mini, I don't mean it's small and insignificant. It's in every moment. It's when you take that bite of a piece of fruit. And it's exquisite, and you just feel happy and satisfied in that moment. When you see a beautiful sunset, when you feel the breeze blowing, and it's a hot day, and you just feel that beautiful breeze, and there's just a peace and contentment in those beautiful moments of experience without anything changing as such, that's where we can connect with that ever-present joy. So it's a mini joy rather than a maxi joy. So just going back, the Sanskrit, the joy is ever present. It's found in the success, growth, and abundance of each small moment of our day, of our life. And joy is mysterious. So we don't need to think about it. We experience it. And we don't have to go anywhere special to find it. And remember, this success, growth, and abundance isn't talking about your bank balance. Fine if it is, but if you can relate to that, but it's not necessarily exclusively about that. And it's not about the accumulation of possessions. It's in the small everyday moments where we succeed in a thousand ways and where we grow in understanding, where we grow in love, in compassion, in tolerance, in calm and peace, where we thrive and we appreciate the abundance in every moment. That's where joy and happiness is, and that's what the wisdom of Sanskrit is directing us to connect with that. So try this. Here's a practical way of experiencing this and developing this ability to connect more readily. So stop for a moment and try it today. Try it now. Stop for a moment and just appreciate the joy and happiness that is present in a simple moment each day. Just appreciate it. Appreciate each breath that you take for a moment. Appreciate seeing a beautiful flower. Appreciate meeting a friend. Appreciate taking that bite of a sweet, juicy piece of fruit. Appreciate a sunset. Appreciate a sunrise. Appreciate a baby laughing. Appreciate just a quiet moment where you just stop and take a breath. Try this out deliberately and intentionally for every day for a week, and I guarantee you'll have a different perspective about joy and happiness, and you'll be closer to what the wisdom in Sanskrit is telling us about joy and happiness, true joy and happiness. So stop and appreciate. That's the practice. So try that. Now, it's mailbag time. Now, I've had a question from Daria. Thanks, Daria. How do I find my purpose in life? I'm ready to really look at this as I feel I'm not living my full potential. Any help to get started with this would be great. So thanks, Daria, for that great question. So purpose in life. It's an interesting question. And it's great to focus on it, and it's also important that you don't push it and force it, because you can force it out of shape a bit. It starts with really this coming back to the present moment, coming back to yourself and stopping and connecting with yourself and getting grounded. A journal really helps. So taking the moment, going somewhere where you feel calm and peaceful, sitting down, breathing, getting calm so that the mind is settled. And then just pose that question to yourself. Really, what is my purpose? And don't then try and look for an answer. There's no need to do that. Really let the questions guide you. Sometimes there won't be anything that comes up at the time. So just carry on with your day, whatever you're going to do. But the question will be there and it will be working. But by the same token, when you ask the question, how do I find my purpose in life? Stop, and if you've got your journal with you, and I highly recommend that you do, see what comes up. You may just find this, a word comes up and there may be an answer. And just start journaling, just write that down. Keep the pen moving. Don't think about it. Don't edit it. There's no analysis. It's really just allowing what's there to come out. You may be familiar with this process, but that's the way forward. It's very much a following rather than a directing, because it will be revealed. One other place to consider is, what are you just naturally drawn to? What do you just find you love? Where do you do your best work? Where do you feel at ease and fulfilled and giving the very best of yourself without thinking, without reservation? Sometimes it's situations like that or environments like that that give you the best hint of where your purpose lies. And this is an evolutionary process. You're not going to just get this boom, one thing you may, but better that it evolves, because it will evolve. And then the actions that you take, these sort of bridge of actions, is more natural and more organic rather than just taking on an idea, right, this is my purpose, and then you sort of go out on a mission. Those things don't usually work out well. The best thing is to let it evolve naturally. So it sounds, it may not be the most specific answer that you've been given, but that's the place to start. So connecting with yourself is the place to start in the present moment, and then asking the question and seeing what comes up and trusting. And you will develop self-trust, self-confidence, and faith in yourself if you start listening within like this. And the journal really helps because it can clarify that the mind doesn't always behave itself. And it's a way of getting clarity if the mind is a bit active and scattered. So good luck with that, and come back and ask me more questions if you've got further. But that's the place to start. And then I've got a question from Jordan. I find I'm put off by spiritual kind of things, and spirituals in quotes, because it's a bit woo-woo, and yet I'm drawn to look deeper into life and meaning. How did you find your way through this as you started so young and at a time when things like this were not so available? So thanks, Jordan, for that question. You'll feel that sort of sense of being put off by spiritual things, and they're a bit woo-woo, and I don't know how you experience that physically, but just note that those feelings rise. You can pay attention to them to see if they're trying to tell you anything or guide you, or just let them pass, just let them come and pass, and stay true to that draw within yourself to look at things in a deeper way. Just stay true to that, stay connected to that, listen to that, follow that, and these feelings of woo-woo and spiritual things, just let them pass. They will pass. They're a distraction. But there may be something useful in there. There may be some knowledge in there that will help you and actually take you deeper. So that's a quick question. We can look at this in further detail later. I do get asked this quite a lot. But basically, don't be put off by passing feelings like that. They're a distraction. The really true and important thing is this: draw your feeling to look at something deeper and more meaningful in your life. So good luck with that. Okay, if you want to find out more about conscious confidence, go to my website. That's consciousconfidence.com, consciousconfidence.com. There's tons of information. There's a blog. There's links to all my podcasts. There's links to magazine articles and other interviews. And there's a free alignment guide that you can download, and it's two videos and some worksheets. Design your own alignment guide. If you're feeling out of sorts with your body, mind, heart, and spirit, it's how to feel integrated and whole and settled. There's the Design Your Own Alignment Guide. Try that out. I'm on social media, Facebook and Instagram particularly. These podcasts are on YouTube, but I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and I post stuff there. So go there and drop me a question or a comment. I'd love to hear that. Get in touch on my website, consciousconfidence.com. And the next show is going to be on life. We're going to talk about life. I'm going to get a bit life coachy with you. I am a transformational coach, and we're going to look at some big issues to do with life. So remember, Sanskrit's got your back. The wisdom in Sanskrit knows who you are, and you are whole, pure, perfect, and complete. And I'm going to sing you a Sanskrit prayer to finish. Sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashantu, ma kashchid dukha bhag bhavet. May all be happy, may all be without disease, may all see only good things, and none be in misery of any sort. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.